Every person under the sound of my voice right now, Father God, I pray that they will have ears to hear, open ears to hear, and an open heart to receive your word, because your word is life. Your word is life. Your word is health. Your word is victory. Your word is peace. Your word is love. Hallelujah. May we receive your word and walk in it. Thank you, Father, for the honor of ministering your word. We give you all the glory, Father, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, let's go back again to the book of Jude. We've been here a little while. Amen. But, wow, there's a wealth of information in this one chapter in the book of Jude. Amen. And in this book, it tells us what's going to be happening. Many things is going to be happening in the future that's happening right now. Amen. In other words, things that's going to be happening in the latter days, and we are in the latter days, the last of the last days. And I want to caution you about something. Don't ever get tired of hearing that statement. We should look for his coming with joy. Amen. Great anticipation. Hope. Because, and we see this in this book and in other places in the Word of God. Looking forward to the return of the Lord. Believing what the Bible says is to help us stay on course. To help us not to lose hope. You know, there's an old saying, and I'm sure you've heard it because I think it's been around a long time. Says, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. Well, I don't agree with that, you know, because it doesn't matter how bad things may look around you. You don't have to give up and quit. You don't have to yield. Amen. And so we see here in God's word that we're to keep looking up to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Keeping our eyes glued to his word. Hallelujah. I want to read again, I'm not going to read the whole chapter this time, but I'm going to read again, beginning at verse 20. In Jude, it says, you beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And I want you to get that word in your spirit, that our job right now, our job as believers is to be, listen to me good, please listen to me good. Our job as believers right now is to be building ourselves up on our most holy faith. Amen. We are to continue every day that God gives us. It should be a day of growth. You hear me? It should be a day of growth. We should have the attitude, Lord, I want to know you better. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're told to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying. Everybody say praying.
Praying.
Say it again.
Praying.
Listen to this. Amen. Everybody look at me. I know some of you may be reading, looking down, but I want you to look at me just a moment. Each and every one of us, without exception, we are supposed to have a prayer life. When you have a prayer life, it means that you are in communication with the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A prayer life. Everybody say a prayer life.
A prayer life.
We should be free to talk to God, and not only talk to him, but let him talk back to us. Hallelujah. God has so much that he wants to tell us. God has so much he wants to tell us. But you know, here's the thing about the Lord. He doesn't shove anything in our face. You gotta want it. You gotta want to pray. You gotta wanna make time to pray. You gotta want to rearrange your daily schedule so that you can spend some time with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, we are to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praying empowered by the Holy Ghost. Praying in other tongues. And we talked about that last week. Glory to God. And I won't go through all of it tonight, but just listen to last week's message. But you have to understand who you are and how you are created. Jesus said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Worship him in spirit and in truth. Because we are spiritual beings. This is a spiritual thing between us and the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can't get our mind out of the situation. Well, you know, if I can't understand every little minute detail, then I can't accept it. Well, you're never going to understand every little minute detail of God, but we are continually learning. Amen. But there are things that we don't know that we have through the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to pray about. We have the ability to cause a change to take place. If you, let me give you a simple example. We're going to move on. But let's just say you see a brother or sister and you know that, you know, something's not quite right. Maybe they are going through something or whatever, and you know, you don't know what it is. You may not feel comfortable asking them what's going on in their life. They may not want you to know what's going on in their lives. But you can still touch their lives. Amen. By praying for them in other tongues. Amen. In the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit knows all things. Amen. You hear me? I said the Holy Spirit knows all things. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We'll move on. Thank you, Lord. Now, it goes on to say in verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. You see that? Hallelujah. I'm going to read verse 21 to you from the Amplified Version of the Bible. It says, guard and keep yourselves in the love of God. Expect and patiently wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, which will bring you unto eternal life. Hallelujah. We are to keep ourselves in the love of God. Thank God for mercy. Amen. Thank God for mercy. You know what? If you're going through something or if you're having a challenge in your life and things doesn't seem to be changing, you keep yourself in the love of God, knowing, everybody say knowing, knowing that His mercy is working on your behalf. Hallelujah. I thank God for His mercy. Even when I've missed it, I thank God that He is a merciful God. You hear me? He is a merciful God. Glory to God. Amen. Let's read on. And listen to what it says here. Verse 22. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. I want to tell you something. We are our brother's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. We are to do whatever we can to help them. Let me ask you your question. How many of you know some believers? They're born again. You know, they're born again, but they're struggling spiritually. And the world, listen to me, the world is pulling at them hard. Probably all of us know somebody like that. The world is pulling at them. They're saved, but the world is pulling at them. We are to pray for those folks. We are to do whatever we can to help them, to rescue them. And it begins with prayer. You know, sometimes you may not know how to approach a certain individual, or you may not know what to say to that individual. That's the reason we need to pray first. A lot of times when I pray, if I'm talking to someone, I'll ask God. I say, Lord, prepare their hearts for me. Prepare their hearts to receive from me. Because sometimes there are folks you want to help, but they don't like you. But you love them and you want to see them move on in the Lord. And so you pray for them and God will direct you. He will lead you. If you're the one that's to speak into their life, God will make it happen. People don't have to lack you to receive from you. I've prayed for people, many people, didn't particularly like me, but they needed help. And they knew I was a believer. And I prayed for them or ministered to them. And they got the help they needed. And many of them, listen to this, it changed their lives. It changed their lives. Now they don't think about me the way they used to. Because I helped them. But it was with the help of the Holy Spirit. By the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes we have to be careful. Sometimes we're going to just jump on folks. I mean, just eat them up. Just jump, blah, blah, blah. Blah. You know you shouldn't be doing this, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it takes that. How many of you know people are different? People are different. Sometimes you can go to a person and just give it to them straight. Boom, boom, boom. Because that's what they need. That's the only way they hear you is when you lay it on them straight. All of it's in love. But some folks, they're very fragile. And the least little thing, they crumble. Now they've turned you off. They're hurt, and you can't get through to them. That's the reason we have the Holy Spirit to help us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So that's the reason we need to pray. Pray about our ministry to other people and our witness to other people. Holy Spirit, I follow you. You lead me. You help me. You give me the words I need for this brother or this sister or that man or that woman, that I may minister to them the love of God and have their lives change. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to read these same two verses to you, verse 22 and verse 23, from the New Living Translation. It says, "And you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering." Show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy still to others. But listen to this. But do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate their lives. Why did it say with great caution? You don't want to fall into the same trap. You don't want to fall into the same trap. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, it says, you that are spiritual, right? You that, put Galatians chapter 1, excuse me, chapter 6, verse 1 on the screen for me, please. Galatians 6, 1. Hallelujah. The New Living, the King James Version, New King James Version. Okay. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass or fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Listen, you have to understand, we have to understand that we too can be tempted by things of the world. Sometimes when you're ministering to people, they're dealing with the same thing that you used to deal with when you was in the world. But you got to make sure that you don't allow that to come back at you. Amen. The Apostle Paul had to deal with every kind of person you could name. He had to deal with them. But one of the things he said, I buffet my body. I keep it under. Lest after I have preached to others, I myself is rejected. Because Paul remembered the man he used to be when he was Saul. And so the word of God, now this is not to put us in fear. We just got to be real. Amen. You got to be real with your walk with God. Amen. And I'm saying that because all you have to do, brothers and sisters, is just look around you. Listen at what's on the news. Now, some, not all that's fair. But There are people being taken in. And I'll just leave that right there. I'm not going to go any further with it. And we got to make sure that we don't allow that to happen to us. If God has blessed you with a gift, use it for His glory, not for the world. Let me say that again. If God has blessed you with a gift, use it for His glory and not for the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May deal with that more at a different time. Maybe in more of a private setting. But we've got to be sharp. We got to be alert. Amen. But now I got to move on. Praise the name of the Lord. And I hope you're following me here. But now, glory to God. Look at verse 24. Now unto him who is what? He's what? Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling or keep you from falling, King James Version said falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God, listen to me. It doesn't matter what's going on. God is able to keep us. If we want to be kept, and if we'll walk according to his word, if we'll do what he tells us to do, he will keep us. He is more than able. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn in your Bibles. Hold your place here, Jude. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans, the 4th chapter. This verse comes to mind. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Okay. And this is referring to Abraham here. I'm just trying to decide where I want to pick it up at. I'll just pick it up at verse 17. Matter of fact, I encourage you to go back and read the entire 4th chapter. But in verse 17, Romans chapter 4, it says, as it is written, I have made you, this is God to Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Now that's powerful right there. Hallelujah. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Now look at verse 19. And not being weak in faith. You see that? And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, and this is not physical death, okay? He was just an old man. Since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. In other words, they were physically too old to have children. All right? But God promised him a son. And he wasn't weak in faith. But now, look at verse 20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Now listen what he did. Strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Man, I could preach on this half tonight, but I won't. But this is where I'm bringing you to. Okay? This is where I'm bringing you to. Look at verse 21. And being fully convinced, King James Version says persuaded, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, finish that verse. What he had promised, he was also able to perform. Now, let's go back to Jude. Verse 24. Now to him who is what?
Able.
Say it again.
Able.
Say, God is able.
God is able.
Doesn't matter where I am, God is able. God is able. And that's what Jude was saying. He says, now I've talked to you about all this that's going on, and I've warned you and I've cautioned you about some things, and you're right here in the middle of it, but do not forget this one truth. God is able to keep you from stumbling or falling. You don't have to fall. You don't have to quit. Because God is able. That means then we're looking to God, not to our own abilities. We're trusting God. And we must take the same mind that Abraham had, being fully persuaded or fully convinced that what God had promised, he's able to perform. Everybody say, he's faithful that promised. Say it again. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He's able to keep you from stumbling or falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. One day we'll stand before, listen at me, you ready for this? One day we'll stand before him, and he will say, I find no fault in them. And we'll look at each other and say, it's because of Jesus. It's because of the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you still here?
Yes.
To God our Savior, who alone is wise. Wow. Let that sink in. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. You see that? Let me read that again. To this is verse 25, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, I hope you're getting this in your spirit, both now, everybody say now.
Now.
There's enough power available to see me through anything. There's enough power available to see you through anything. I want to read it to you again because I want you to get this on the inside of you. To God our Savior, who alone is wise. I mean, you got all these folks out there that claim to be wise. They know this, they know that. God alone is wise. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Now I want to close by reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's go there. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Hallelujah. See, the Bible talks to us about the wise, those that think they're so smart, think they know it all, think they got it all figured out. I'll just pick it up at verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom, read that again. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God. That's the reason some of the folks, so-called wise folk today, they don't know God. Some of them say there is no God. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For the Jews requested a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, or we can say Jews and Gentiles, Christ, listen to this, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Are you ready for this? Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The foolishness of God is wiser than any man. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to finish reading the rest of this. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. By the way, if you come into Jesus, you got to come, all got to come the same way. You may be rich, but you still got to come the same way the poor man come. And that's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and realizing that you are a sinner and you need the Lord in your life. Money can't get you to heaven and the lack of it can't get you to heaven. Jesus Christ is the one that gets us to heaven. Are you still here? Glory to God. Verse 28, and the base things of the world God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring nothing to things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus. Listen to this. Who became for us, what? Wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Glory be to God. I wanted to read that because that is a blessing. Hallelujah. God alone is wise. So as I close this, this is what I want you to do. Don't get distracted by what's going on. Keep your eyes on the Word of God. Have a prayer life. Seek God's wisdom. And you're going to be all right. Amen. Father, we thank you for your Word that will never ever return to you void and lack of power. But we thank you that your Word is everlasting, that leads us and guides us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We thank you. I want to speak to those that are watching the live stream, and I want to extend to you an invitation to receive this Jesus we've been talking about into your heart as your Lord